Happy birthday, Judy. Any concerns and joys to share?
We've said prayers before for my neighbor, Tim and Carolyn. He's had Parkinson's and dementia, and she's been his caregiver. And he went into the hospice house this week and is, you know, ending his journey. So prayers for their family.
Any other concerns and joys?
My friend Joyce, her brother-in-law, has been fighting cancer, and some of the medications he's on is, it's really messing with his mind. So I would like for you to remember them in prayer, Linda and Chuck. Linda is his wife. She's his caregiver.
Have a joy and a concern. The joy is that Lynn's husband just retired, and the concern is that Lynn's husband just retired.
Thank you, Rory.
Any other concerns and joys? Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, we are here to celebrate you, and we give you thank you for your everything in our life. We give you thanks for your love, blessings, and mercies in our life. At the same time, we are praying for our neighbor who are in the last journey to get you there. Lord, be with them and let them feel your presence. And let them walk with you until the last moment. And help us to remember the neighbor with our loving prayer. We also want to pray for our friends who are in journey with the medication. Lord, give them the strength that they need and help them to see how you are guiding them. We also pray for our beloved brother's retirement. Thank you so much for the journey that you walked with him through all his work. Thank you so much for your provision that you provided through his work. And bless those that family abundantly with a joyful plan after the retirement. And gracious loving God, as we come here, we want to pray for those who are struggling with their Alzheimer's dementia. We want to pray for those who are struggling with their cancer. We want to pray for those who are struggling, who are dealing with their chronic pains and their mental illness and their job issue and their finance situation. We want to pray for those who are struggling their relationship issues. Gracious loving God, we know you are the source of the healing. You are the source of the reconciliation. You are the source of the recovery. So be there as we really need you. And help us to see you more and better in our troubled moment so that we can praise you whatever comes to our life, Lord. Again, we want to give you thanks for your steadfast love, grace, and mercies in our life. And we do our Lord's Prayer all together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Sanctuary, the Faith We Sing, number 2164.
Scripture lesson today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, a pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we were outside the gate by the river where there was supposed to be a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, Sterling Wesley.
Good morning.
I am Reverend Rosa Lee, serving Dixon Grace United Methodist Church and living at your church parsonage as your pastor's wife. So happy to be here. It's my great honor. I still remember the day that we moved into the Sterling from Waterman. It was a Sunday late afternoon. I remember the cloud was high and full and covering our road from Waterman to Sterling, Route 30. I felt God's presence, which is already so faithful with the full of love. So that was my first impression about Sterling area. So if there is any slide? Oh, yes. Cool, so, okay. So before I go into the sermon, I have a quick question that I wanted to ask you. What can you share about Jesus Christ with a stranger in a minute in an elevator? Which, I mean, elevator means you are in the private place. You cannot go out, even though you feel awkward, right? But it's the moment you are asking, you share. Like maybe the stranger, do you go to church? Yes. Why do you go? Do you believe in God? Yes. Why do you believe? What can you answer? What is your answer? I want you to think about this. Before I go into sermon, I have a quick question. As you keep thinking about this, let's read the extra Bible scripture all together, but slideshow is not here. So I will read it by myself. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. You and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. This is the last commandment, last commission
that Jesus gave us as Jesus ascended to heaven. And I believe this has been a duty as well as the mission for Christians and the faith community, for the churches. The Christian community in Jerusalem had the same duty. Their main purpose of ministries was following this great commission from Jesus. However, they were struggling as they were not sure how far they would go with this great commission. It's like with or for who they would do this ministry, and with who or for who they cannot do their ministry. They were struggling. So after Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15, followers of Jesus Christ agreed. People around the Jerusalem area, especially with the Jew, they thought, okay, there are certain people, they can do whatever with everyone. And there are certain people, they can do only certain people with certain area. The Apostle Paul, who we just read today, he had a big vision. I can go anywhere for everyone, that's who he was. Because for him, it was so important to follow Jesus' last commission that he had heard. And then, a night, he had a dream. He didn't get any email. He didn't get any phone call. He had a dream. Dream, can you believe it was a dream? Says, help me here. Come here. Share about Jesus. And then he woke up and he went there. Seriously? The distance from whatever, wherever that he was staying to the place that he had to go was like from here to Florida. From here to Florida, if you can drive, it can take like 24 hours, like, if you stop somewhere. But think about, they didn't have any kind of cars. However, he had this last commission that Jesus shared with him. Go and make disciples and make this world better. So Paul thought, okay, I will go. Without any hesitance, he made a decision to go. I will share who Jesus is. So since we do not have any screen, so when I was educated, I was not trained to stand with the pulpit. So in my church, I have only once used my pulpit when I got there first. Yeah, so this is, if this is okay, I will do this way. So think about, Paul was thinking, I need to share who Jesus is. But he had to go somewhere he had never been. And it's not that close, it's not like from here to Dixon. It's from here to Florida. And it was a different country. They have different languages, different culture, different food. Even though they have the same language, they have different accents. And he didn't have any hesitance. Okay, I will go because that's what Jesus said so. So he made a decision. Okay, I will go. So he was going. Stop there, okay? There's a Paul who is doing those things. There's one lady, Lydia. For the Jew, she's a very foreign lady. She had double things that she was not deserved to learn about Christ according to the Jew. First, she was the Gentile, which means she was not a Jew. Second, she was she, which means in their time,
lady was not worthy, right? But the two troubles that she had, but still she had a heart in here, I want to know about Jesus. And after she learned about Jesus, what does she want to do? Okay, my household, come here, learn about Jesus Christ, and be baptized. Know about Christ. Let's do something for God. And do you know what she did? She invited Paul and Paul's friends. You may think, oh, that's what the ladies are doing. No, think about the Paul was a foreigner for her. Paul was using different language, different accent, and from different country. No, it's not technically different country because they were all under the Rome, the same. Still, he was an extreme foreigner. But Lydia opened her house and let him come to her place. And she was baptized. Isn't it something? Can you do this? How far can we share the Jesus Christ? And there are ways that we can do this in us. As a faith community, as a church, I believe we need to be the sandbox. You know what is a sandbox? I'm encouraging all the churches to be a sandbox church. You know, when the children play in the sandbox, they still fall, they still got hurt, right? But they hurt less. They still get the dirt, but little safe way. Their immune system is getting better through the sandbox. So I encourage churches to be a sandbox. For those who want to know Jesus at first, those who want to experience the faith community, as a church, that's something that we can do to follow the Jesus' the last commission for us. Our temperature might be different. Our timeline might be different. Sometimes our language might be different. But if you think we are the sandbox church, we might hurt, they might hurt because we are different, but still we can grow healthy together. They might wear something that you don't understand. They might say something that you don't understand. But we can grow together when we think we can be the sandbox. We play together, pray together, and we grow together. That's one thing that we can do. And personally, as the church does that way, my first question comes here. What can you share about Jesus? If somebody asks you, what can you share? I don't want to offend you, but there's one thing that I want to share with you. Instead of sharing, Jesus saved my sin, Jesus forgave my sin, you can change the world. I made a mistake, but God still loves me. I made a hard, troubled mistake, but God still loved me. I was not a good person, but God guided me to the right way. There might be some languages, the words, that you want to use differently for those who do not know about Jesus, for those who do not know anything about the faith community. So before I came to the Dixon Grace, I was doing my ministry with the NIU Wesley Foundation. Every Easter, we had Easter dinner. So many students asked me, why do you care about Easter, Pastor? because I'm a pastor, so, oh, so Easter is important for you? Yes, Easter is important for me. There are so many students who even didn't know about Easter, what does it mean? They knew about the bunnies, eggs, but they didn't have any connection. No, I was not doing my ministry for the foreigners. I was not doing my ministry for only for Koreans. That ministry for everyone. And 85% were all the Caucasians. But so many students, they did not know about the Easter, what does it mean? Why the church matters with the Easter. Isn't it something? Don't think, oh, this world is not good. It's your chance to work more for God. There are more chances that you can share who Jesus is, who God is, how you were recovered through God, how you were healed through God, how God forgave you, how God gave you the strength. And then Jesus said, I will be with you. I will not make you work by yourself, but I will be with you as you do this. So don't worry, oh, I cannot do that. That's not my job. Don't think that way, because God said, you can do this, because I will be with you. As you share who Jesus is through your life, I will be with you. That's what Jesus said through Jesus' last commission. And today's Bible scripture is kind of evidence how God guided Paul, how God opened the Lydia's house, and how God baptized them with the Holy Spirit. It's a great evidence for us as a church, as a Christian. This is something that God is giving us as a gift, that we can do this. We can share love of God. We can share the grace of Jesus Christ, because that's something that we believe. And as we do this, let's experience the more grace of God and love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We'll sing the hymn. No, we will do the sacrament and Holy Communion, right?
When Jesus prepared this table for those who are coming for him, Jesus knew what's gonna happen. Jesus knew one of his beloved disciples would sell him. Jesus knew one of his beloved disciples deny him, not once, but three times. But still, he prepared the table, and he didn't say even a word. How dare you sell me? How dare you betray me? He didn't say anything about that. But he prepared the meal with his love, because that's why he was here, to love them, to forgive them.
As you take this evidence of love and forgiveness, I want you to remember how much you have been loved, how much you have been forgiven. And I want you to remember, you can share this love to your others. You can share this forgiveness to others. And through that way, we make Remember my love. And take this. Share that love. And then he took his cup and shared. This is my blood shed for you. This is the new evidence between you and God. You are now beloved God's children. Share this and live this through your life. If you are ready, you can come if you feel comfortable. If you are ready, you can come. And when you come, you can take your cup with you. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, thank you so much for this element that you shared through your life. And thank you for your grace and love that you shared through your life. Help us to remember how much we have been loved, how much we have been forgiven. Help us to remember we act, we talk like your beloved children. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. It is our time to share our offering. Through this, we serve God, the world together.
Please join in our prayer of dedication. Generous God, open our hearts and our wallets to be as generous with others as you are with us. Bless the gifts we offer to you, that they may be gifts of generous love for others. May we be generous givers of our time, talent, treasure, and service, that others may find in us generous and loving friends. In gratitude and joy we pray. Amen. The closing hymn is Here I Am, Lord, verse 1. As you share the love of God, as you share the grace of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit be with you and provide everything that you need and protect you from anything that can harm you and walk with you ever forever. Amen.